FFA, the Venerable Youth Institution, formerly known as Future Farmers of America, is breaking new ground in order to keep pace with changes in technology and non-traditional career opportunities in agriculture. The state of Illinois has waived enrollment fees for agriculture students in Illinois schools. That has increased FFA participation by over 50%. In this edition of Food Trek, FFA advisor at Leroy High School, Jason Perry, details with WGLT Ag correspondent Tim Alexander a new program that enables students to learn future work skills and earn money while preparing to enter the workforce.
The FFA motto, learning to do, doing to learn, earning to live, and living to serve. We really follow that in Leroy. We definitely want students doing things. And if you are one of my FFA officers, by the time you graduate high school, you will have helped facilitate many different events, communicated through email, over the phone, and in person with a whole variety of professionals, both within the school district as well as in the community. And all of that comes together to make a pretty well-rounded individual at the end of it.
It sounds like a great part of FFA is preparing kids for the workforce, preparing these students, I should say, for the workforce. Something new to FFA this year is the Supervised Occupational Experience Program, or SOE program. And this really gets these students out into the world and into the workforce, from what I understand. Could you explain the SOE program a little better than I just have, and maybe talk a little bit about how your students are applying this program?
Sure. So SAE, a lot of people in agriculture are familiar with, Supervised Agricultural Experience.
Yes.
Where students have either an entrepreneurial or placement record book where they're working for somebody. SOE, Supervised Occupational Experience, is designed to be, it's modeled after SAE, but it's for students who don't necessarily have the strong agricultural ties and resources, and they are having a hard time finding those jobs in an ag-related field to be able to complete a project. And we knew for years that students have jobs outside of agriculture. And so over the course of the last couple of years, as we had been discussing this, we were trying to look at a way to allow those students to compete just like our other students, because as a high school ag teacher, one of the biggest positive feedbacks that I get from graduates is, hey, when I went into my first job interview, there was no pressure on me because I had been interviewed so many times in FFA with my record book and with my SAE project. And so by allowing SOEs to grow now, we are allowing that for more students, and we're allowing those career development skills for more students.
Have any of your students taken advantage of it yet, or is it just now getting started?
So it is still really in its infancy. I did have one student this year complete a record book on her supervised occupational experience. She actually works at our Leroy School District, has a what we call our Panther Care, which is a child care service that is provided both before and after school for parents who need to drop off kids on their way to work, and after school, you know, pick them up later than just when school normally ends. So she interviewed last Wednesday on the 15th. She did not advance. There were other people in that area, which reaffirms that there are these types of positions out there. Yeah. That students are engaging in. It is already there.
What are some of the things that you're looking forward to in the FFA 4-H or FFA program at Leroy is looking forward to in 2023?
So as we get prepared to finish out the rest of this school year, one of our big events that we traditionally have done is an elementary school farm day, where we go to the elementary school, we bring in tractors and combines and animals, horses, cows, pigs, chickens, whatever we have available to us, rabbits. We've done lawnmowers, all sorts of things, and just try to expose our elementary school students to agriculture and try to get them some context on agriculture as far as where their food comes from, as well as general safety, because farm safety is obviously a huge part of agriculture. It is a very dangerous industry, and children are especially at risk. But even simple things like trying to explain to children that, you know, once you hear it, it always should stick with you, that if you are around a piece of farm machinery and you can't see the person in the driver's seat, that means that they can't see you. So whether it be through the mirror or directly, that type of agricultural safety is pretty basic and very much needed in this area, as well as everywhere else.
Why do you think that FFA and the education that FFA provides students is more relevant today than ever?
FFA is commonly misconstrued in my mind. Maybe some people think it is some this, but in my mind, FFA is not learning about agriculture. It's not learning how to do agriculture. FFA is learning through the context of agriculture. We teach kids skills that they can take with them anywhere in their careers, anywhere in life, and apply them and be successful. We are teaching kids leadership skills and career skills to be successful in life. And that is through agriculture as a vehicle.
That was Jason Perry, the FFA advisor at Leroy High School, with WGLT Ag correspondent Tim Alexander.
Support for WGLT agriculture coverage comes from GrowMark and its FS members, your trusted advisor in all your ag decisions.